Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. I don't think it was deliberate, but there is a link between this month's celebrity and the music feature that will follow shortly. The celebrity is Gordon McRae. Once again, the depth of my ignorance is revealed, as I had no idea who Gordon McRae was. But now Paul will reveal all.
Last month, we learned about the life and films of Doris Day. This month, we look at her co-star in two of those films, On Moonlight Bay and its sequel, By the Light of the Silvery Moon. Gordon McRae was born in East Orange, New Jersey, in March 1921, to parents William Lamont McRae, a toolmaker and radio singer, and Helen Violet Son, a concert pianist. His father was descended from Clan McRae. McRae was a baritone. Winning a contest enabled him to sing at the 1939 New York World's Fair with the Harry James and Les Brown orchestras. He had minor roles on Broadway and radio, but was drafted into the Army in 1943. After the war, he starred on NBC Radio on the old Teen Timers show, but his career didn't really take off until Warner Brothers signed him to a contract in the late 1940s. In 1948, he appeared in his first film, The Big Punch, a drama about boxing. He followed this with a film noir with Virginia Mayo, Backfire. A series of westerns and biopics led to a starring role opposite Doris Day in Tea for Two, a reworking of No, No, Nanette. Public response was enthusiastic. McRae and Day were teamed again in The West Point Story in 1950, starring James Cagney and Mayo on Moonlight Bay in 1951.
We were sailing along.
On Moonlight Bay.
Isn't that silly?
I rather liked it.
You heard the rest of it? You have stolen her heart. Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay.
He and Day made a sequel to On Moonlight Bay, By the Light of the Silvery Moon, in 1953. These sentimental Technicolor romances, set at the turn of the 20th century, featured songs from the early 1910s and appealed to audiences facing uncertain times.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon to my honey, I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep it shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
That same year, he starred opposite Catherine Grayson in the third film version of The Desert Song and teamed with Jane Powell in Three Sailors and a Girl in 1953. McRae's best-known film role was Curly in the big-screen adaptation of Oklahoma in 1953, alongside Shirley Jones. He and Jones were used on another Rodgers and Hammerstein adaptation, Carousel, in 1956 at 20th Century Fox. A few TV roles in variety shows followed, but by the end of the 50s, roles had dried up for McRae. By the 1970s, his life and his career were in decline because of his drinking. In 1978, a year after he was unable to sing in concert in South Carolina because he couldn't remember his lyrics, he entered an alcoholism treatment center in Lincoln, Nebraska. He lived in Lincoln with his second wife, Elizabeth, until his death because it reminded me of my hometown. I was one hell of a drunk, he said in 1982, referring to the Lakeside Club in North Hollywood as his prep school for alcoholics. I used to stand at the bar and try to outdrink Bogey, that's Humphrey Bogart, and Errol Flynn. One of his last appearances was in Las Vegas in October 1982, shortly before he suffered a stroke. It was a benefit concert for the National Council on Alcoholism, which McRae adopted as a favoured charity after his own recovery. He referred to the occasion as our third annual Follies Berserk, but on a more serious note, reflected how you hit bottom, then you make up your mind. I'm sober for 23 months now. Albert Gordon McRae of the Clan McRae died in 1986. We'll end with Gordon McRae singing with Joe Stafford, a Carousel classic.
Walk on, walk on. We'll hope in your heart and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Thank you, Paul.